Protesters rallied outside of Tesla's Fremont factory on Saturday. This comes after the electric car manufacturer reached a deal last week with Alameda County to keep operating. KLW's Christopher Agusa reports.
The past week has been full of contentious posturing between Tesla's CEO Elon Musk and public officials. At one point, Musk threatened to move the Fremont factory to either Las Vegas or Texas. He also opened the plant last week in defiance of Alameda County's shelter-in-place law and then dared the government to arrest him. The deal reached with the county would allow Tesla's 10,000 factory employees to legally return to work at the plant today. But protesters say they aren't buying it.
If he is able to get away with this, which he's doing, that says to every other employer, every other owner, basically you can flout the laws. You don't have to be, follow the laws.
That's Steve Zeltzer, a spokesperson for United Public Workers for Action, a workers' rights organization that helped organize the protest. According to Alameda County, Fremont police would be responsible for ensuring that Tesla workers have the protections they need to stay safe. Zeltzer says that doesn't make sense.
What training and education do the Fremont police have about health and safety conditions and health and safety protection for workers? Are they trained to understand how workers need to be protected with the pandemic? I don't believe so, and we don't believe so.
Tesla says that it has the necessary safety measures in place, including temperature checks and policies for sick employees. With this most recent deal, Tesla has the support of the city, Governor Newsom, and now the county to continue operating. In Fremont, I'm Christopher Agusa, KALW News.